John, we also have some Detroit Lions stuff to talk about here.
All right.
All right. Well, careful what you say, because I don't know if it's all right. They got a couple of vets that are unhappy, and I don't know if they're going to hold out. It's still June, but Frank Ragnow is reportedly unhappy with his contract with the Detroit Lions, and Alex Anzalone has not been participating at OTAs, also reportedly unhappy with his deal. Something or nothing. How big a deal is it?
I don't think it's a huge deal. I think that they'll get something worked out. So the thing with Frank is he's got 2 years left on his contract, this and one more. And I think he's the fourth highest paid at his position, fourth highest paid at center. The problem that he sees is that this year and next year are not guaranteed. So if you add another year, say you add, 27 year, mm-hmm. and you put some more guarantees in there, you bump them up a little bit, it's not going to be a huge hit on the cap any more than he already is. So he's the cap hit this year is 14. Next year, it's just shy of 16. So there's plenty of cap room. There's plenty of maneuvering to add a few dollars to his account.
Yeah.
And extend him 27. And you could put some voidable years in there, 28, 29, whatever. But he's a guy that has, he's got a toe. He's got 10 of them, but he's got one that keeps giving him an issue that it's been reported. Now, these are all things that have been reported that he's got, and he's talked about it. It's an incurable injury.
Where, inoperable.
Right. Surgery will not fix it. He's missed some games. He's fought through it. He's fought through a torn pec. He's fought through a lot, and he's been banged up. So on the negative side, you think, well, if we guarantee him and we extend him, is he a guy that's going to continue to miss more time? Does that become very problematic? Okay. Answer is yes, it could.
Yeah.
It's been reported that he has contemplated retirement because of some of these injuries. That makes it problematic as well. That's a conversation that, and all of these things can be written into the contract. You don't have to have any more Calvin Johnson, issues.
Issues with money after your playing career, yeah.
But we also know that he is one of the toughest SOBs in all of football, and he's going to give you everything he's got. How much is that worth?
So he's underpaid, yes? Both of these guys are underpaid. Both of them are going to rightfully argue, hey, I'm at the point in my career where I got to get my money. Right?
Yes.
I'm a hit away from being done. And in the case of Frank Ragnow, there's already been real conversations about how much longer his career is going to go. Mm-hmm. They are leaders, they're productive players, and they are underpaid. So then you just pay them, right? Well, we understand the Lions don't have a ton of cap space starting in 2026. They already are dealing with the real life consequences of having so many talented players. I mean, they haven't kicked in an Aiden deal. How much time have we spent talking about future contracts that this team has to sign? Is it easy? Will you just pay everybody? We know it's not that easy.
It's not, but Frank already accounts for some of the space in 25 and 26. And in theory, if you extend him to a 27 or 28, it lowers the cap numbers, can lower the cap numbers for this year, next year, which is when things start to get a little bit tight.
It's got to hit somewhere.
It's got to hit at some point. So that's the question. Like, can you just keep kicking the can down the road?
Well, that's when Branch's deal would kick in, and that's when, you get what I'm saying? Like, this doesn't get easier. It gets harder.
But my point is, in 26, he's already got a decent-sized cap number. If you add a couple million to it, it's not like you're going from zero to 18 million. Right now, his cap net is just under 16. So if you go from 16 to 18 or 19, it's only adding three more million to. And I'm just throwing out numbers for examples.
Capologist
I have no
John
idea.
Jansen, I like this.
But it's not like you're adding a huge number that's not already in the budget. Now for Alex Anzalone, he's only under contract for this year. So there is, he doesn't have a number for 26, has no number for 27. What do you do with him? Because he has been very productive, and he's been tough just like Frank. He's been productive just like Frank. He's kind of the Frank Ragnow of defense.
A little bit, yeah.
So that becomes a little bit more of an issue, but you're not talking about cornerback pay. You're not talking about stud D lineman pay or edge rusher pay. Like the numbers for a linebacker, especially for him at this point in his career, while they may be more than he's making now, it's still not a huge number that you got to figure out. Like, oh my goodness, how are we going to fit $25 million under the cap? That's not the number.
So he's 6.25 for the upcoming season, which is an underpay. I remember back when we were at training camp a year ago, and all of his teammates and coaches said, this guy is like the most underrated player. He is a real deal high-end linebacker. Well, the top linebackers, Fred Warner, is making 21 a year.
Okay, not in that category.
Roquan Smith's making 20. No, I don't think he's in that category, but you got to split the difference here. It can't be six. If I'm him, I'm going, I'm worth 15, right? I mean, come on. I'm the heart and soul of your defense. I'm your leader. I'm your captain. I'm your green dot. You got to pay me or I'm going to hold out. See, these are the conversations that, that I don't want to deal with.
I don't know that it goes that high. So if you're at six now, does it go? I think it's somewhere probably between 10 and 12.
Okay.
Is more what I see.
So some context, some comparables. $10 million bucks is Zaire Franklin with the Colts. Is he a better player than Zaire Franklin? I think he is.
Yeah, but then it becomes a matter of age as well.
TJ Edwards with the Bears is getting 10. Dre Greenlaw just signed for 10.5 with the Broncos.
Okay, so that again, yeah, that's
where... I think
where
he's more.
10 to 12.
Okay.
Is
Alex, you're welcome for negotiating your deal live on the radio. Yes. I don't know if we're helping or hurting, but these are the conversations that are okay in June. They would be problematic in, what, August? Yeah. If guys are willing to sit out because they feel like, hey, I don't want to play on the last year of a deal where I'm chronically underpaid. I got to be paid more in line with the top guy. Like Frank Ragnow should be paid like one of the top four or five centers in the game. So there are big pay raises.
Well, I think he is top four.
Is he right now?
Yeah.
Well, he probably wants to be number one or two then, right?
Well, I'm sure he would like to. Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys that would like to be the highest paid at their position.
Does his play justify it?
I think he should be probably top three. So, like I said, yes, you give him a little bit of a bump.
So, Ragnow has to at least eliminate the retirement chatter that's out there, right? At least, I don't even know how real that is. I've never...
Again, that's why I say it's been reported. Yeah. And I think in terms of the injury chatter... He's talked about that.
Yeah.
In terms of the retirement chatter, I do believe that he has come out and said, this isn't something that I've contemplated. I could be wrong.
All right. So with Anzalone, I think the Lions have all the leverage here. And this is where he may be the very first player that they've kind of got a lot from, been part of this whole change in culture. And look, he has improved as a linebacker. But business is tough, and I think this is going to be the first one. It's the position you don't want to overpay. He's aging,
and you've got Jack Campbell.
And you have, yeah. To me, you just say, "Oh yeah, try us." Like call his bluff because he's not Chris Jones. Okay,
right. If you get into a game of chicken and you go, "What are you going to sit out the whole year?" We're chasing the Super Bowl, dude. I wonder, but things like this can get nasty. And the Lions have done such a good job being out in front on a lot of these deals, but you can't get out in front of everybody. And you have a lot of really good players, and the cap is real. This may be the first real consequence.
So you got money here and you got a decision between two players who are unhappy. Who's more important?
Ragnow.
Yes, there's no question. It's Ragnow. And I'm also curious if he's got a base salary of $6 million this year. His cap hit is 7.2. All right. If you go this year as high as a base salary of, I don't again, 10.
Sure.
And his cap hit is 12 to 13. Like that's not something that you're breaking the bank on. And so I don't see that. Like I think he'll get an extension. It may be a 2-year extension, so 25 and then you've got 26 and 27. So by the end of that, he's going to be 33. Can he be productive for the next couple of years? Yes. And it's not a position where you're going to break the bank.
Let's get to the phones on this. Josh in Bloomfield Hills. You're on 97.1.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. So, like, Frank is great, right? Maybe the best center in the league. When he signed his deal, the Lions paid him and made him the number one paid center in the league. So, like, I have no problem paying the guy. What I have a problem with is him coming back to the table when he's no longer the number one paid center in the league and saying, hey, you know, I do have a contract, but I don't really care. I'd still want more money. It just doesn't fit right.
Okay,
what
well,
if you did that?
Insert almost any other player that has been consistent like he has been entering the last couple of years, which there are no guarantees left in his contract.
But John, how big a deal is that you said last couple years? Like, we see this often when guys are in the last year. Like, Alex Anzalone's playing his final contractual year. Frank has two. I mean, the Lions would be well within the right to go, hey, at the end of next season, let's revisit this. You got 2 years under contract, and you're still one of the highest paid guys at your position.
Hutch has got 2 years. J-Mo's got 2 years. Penei Sewell had 2 years. Monroe St. Brown, I think,
they're
was actually
one. They're on rookie deals. Their deals were locked in because of the cap, because of their slot where they got drafted. Frank's, he signed, when he signed this deal that we're talking about, it wasn't a rookie deal. So he could have said, I don't want a five-year deal. I want a three-year deal. I just think it's a bad look for him. Like, he's great. Like, I would not want him not being on the Lions. It's just for so many years, the Lions got so much crap for not paying their players or doing things wrong. So they do everything, not everything, but most things right. And they still can't get it right. Because then they have one of their best players saying, I want more money. He should have shown up and quietly said to whomever, hey, you know, I need some guarantee here. I'm getting older, or whatever he wanted to say.
Well, if you listen to Dan Campbell, he's had conversations with every player, whether they're there or not.
We could play that audio. We've got that audio. Can we play Dan Campbell talking about the situation with both these guys, Anzalone and Ragnow? Yeah, he spoke on Friday.
Yeah.
It's now June. Now it's time to panic. No, I don't think we're in panic mode. I just think these are the harsh realities of good football teams. It's not only keeping the players you drafted, it's trying to make everybody happy because they're all playing well. A couple quick texts. I respect Ragnow. I never want to get rid of him, but why would I extend a guy who contemplates retirement every year? And another says, I think Frank will play the end of his contract and then retire, but he's trying to get as much guarantees as he can first, Chad, in a truck, which is understandable.
Sure. And maybe we don't know what his requests have been. We don't know how, like when you say unhappy, there's different levels of that. There's disgruntled. There's, you know, extremely mad. There's, I mean, like you use a lot of different adjectives. Unhappy. Okay, I'm unhappy. I'm going to make a point that I'm not there for the first couple of OTAs. I think if at this point in Frank's career, everybody's going to look at it and go,
need him anyway.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. All right, we're going to talk Scooble coming up next. He was pulled after 90 pitches. Does this impact at all your thoughts on extending him? It's next, 97.1.